Welcome to More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, I'm joined by the man who dances when he wants to, Mr. Richard Avery. I know nothing.
I'm a dancing fool.
Do you dance?
I'm a dancing machine. Yes, I'm a dancing machine.
Soft shoe?
I have badass moves, man.
Jazz?
Funky fresh.
Funky fresh?
I'm like, I keep cardboard everywhere I go just so I can break out my break dancing.
Is Funky Fresh like a weed?
Is no, that I'm just gangsta. Like I'm OG.
You're gangsta.
I'm OG.
Oh, OG.
I'm from the ghetto, yo.
Well, I bring
I'm
up
I'm going to call
dance.
You
Mo, yo. I just call myself Yo-Yo.
I'm just be like...
I'm up and down. I'm bipolar, bitches.
I'm going to be like, yo, Mo.
So I bring up dance because today we brought in a guest a little bit different.
First of all, he's straight and he's male.
Yes, straight male. But I brought in Manny, who is somebody that I'm around quite a bit, who he's a friend. He dances and does all this stuff, and I know nothing about dance, so I decided to have him come in and explain to me and all three of our listeners about dance. Manny, welcome to More with Mo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, 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 good. How about you tell people a little bit about yourself and just start off with, let me know about what you do dance-wise.
Okay. Ballroom dancing?
Ballroom dancing. No, it's not ballroom dancing.
Can you moonwalk?
I can. I possibly can. Well, my name is Manny. I was born and raised in L.A., born in East L.A., actually.
Wasn't that a movie? Excuse me, if you're a fucking Dodger fan, he's gonna have to.
I'm sorry. Ooh. No, it's a Reeboks hat.
Okay, cool. Reeboks.
Sorry to interrupt.
Reeboks sponsored in part.
Can't have
sponsored in part. I've been dancing for about almost 16 years now. I started breaking, popping house. About 12, 13 years ago, I started crumping, and that actually was the style that kept calling my name for what I was doing, and I've been doing that ever since. I teach at a dance studio every Thursday, and keeps me young.
Okay, now you just used some phrases, some terms that I have no idea about, and this is going to be completely
right over
my
head.
It's going to be so for the people who I'm assuming there's people out here who have no idea.
Let's put it for the white guy inside this room. Explain it.
Well,
go ahead. Explain. Tell me the difference between the three, four different styles
crumping,
that you just mentioned:
breakdancing, and what was the other one you said? Hip hop.
I thought
popping.
Okay, so what is the difference between all these?
Well, they're all different ways of moving your body. Breaking is more of a athletic, energetic dance that you can say. Popping is very precise and very clean. Crumping is more of an aggressive way of letting stuff out. And house is more of a groovier, happier dance to do.
What about voguing?
Voguing, honestly, you know
I'm throwing
what?
Some old school shit.
Yeah, no,
at you.
I know there's some amazing voguers out there that are really really dope. And
there are actual voguers.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, totally. Where have you been?
I know nothing.
See, Manny and I are from the streets. Yeah. See, you're not. You're from
we
the.
We understand this a little.
Exactly.
Bit,
you know what I mean? We roll.
Okay, so I've seen you on Instagram. It goes through Twitter. It goes through all these things, and I see these random videos come through my stream.
Yes.
Where you're just kind of like you set down your iPhone. Proud sponsor of More with Mo. You sit down your iPhone and you're doing your moves and stuff. And I look at it and go, okay, I know you, but I don't see you necessarily pull this. I don't see that talent. And there's a lot of times where I have friends that I don't see their true talent come out. Where it's like, oh, I'm a singer. But until you go and see them at play and you're like, holy shit, you're really good. And then you feel like a dick.
Is that, that the same way you feel about the porn stars?
No, I love them all equally. But no, you've gone through and I've seen now these little videos. Because why do you choose to do the videos? Is it just for the fun of it? And what is the release of that for you?
Honestly, it's just...
He's in need of attention?
He's a media whore.
Honestly, it's really just self-expression. Just sometimes I feel like putting stuff out, sometimes I don't. And lately I've been doing it just because I feel like I've been working so much. And I feel like I've been focused on other stuff that I've been kind of neglectful of me just expressing myself like that. I dance all the time in my room. I dance all the time if I'm on the phone or even on certain workplaces. But it's just...
Chipotle.
Chipotle. I've danced at Chipotle, actually. But it's... I'm telling you, I've danced in many, many random-ass places. But it's just... I enjoy what I do, and sometimes I just love showing people
what
that.
Do you, I got to ask
well, some I want, stuff. I have one as well. Go ahead,
I
want to
ask
Avery.
Some basic. My turn. I want to ask some basic. So is there a dancer or a dance movie, or where did it all start? What did you see? Did you see, like, watch Singing in the Rain? You said, oh, Gene Kelly's badass, man.
I mean, one of the first people I ever started watching was Michael. He
okay, I'm assuming this is Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, hello, I mean, duh.
The only Michael.
Duh. You know? What did you think he was talking about?
Michael Moore.
Yeah. Michael Moore.
So Michael Jackson,
Michael
really?
Jackson was the person that made me feel like I can do anything that I wanted to do.
Is this the Michael Jackson, the black Michael Jackson, or
the
white
everything Michael Jackson?
Because there's the black version and the white version.
There's the everything for me.
Okay.
Yeah, there's he's
so
just
the '70s kid
Jackson.
Doing his thing to the '80s moonwalk, all that to the '90s.
Yeah, hey, I grew up with stuff like that just because I was so intrigued by how he can just stand there and capture a crowd. He can just take off his glasses and make you feel exactly what he was feeling, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's why Crump found its way to me, because it was something that I know everybody's always had that moment where they feel like just screaming, and they grab that pillow, and after they scream, they just let everything out, and they feel great. That's what Crump does to me.
Yeah,
that's what.
Where
I
did you
feel.
See Crump for the first time, and where did you get into?
At a,
I love
party.
Crump.
Yeah. I was at a party. I remember there was
somebody just schooled you on the dance floor, and you went like, "Fuck, I gotta learn that."
Because I used to do this style called clowning, which was very more just entertaining, I guess you can say. And a lot of people still do it to this day. But when I first saw Crumping, it was something that, like, at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I want to do that, but. The aggressiveness of it and the fact that I can just let go and just be me really called to me. So when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm at a party in Compton, but it's okay, all right, for sure. And little by little, I just kept seeing the style progress, and I just loved it, and I've been doing it since.
Now, you mentioned movies, and when you were talking about dancing in your room and things like that, and you've mentioned other things to me, you know, where it's kind of like you just dance where you want to. Footloose. Instantly? No, but you go through that scene in... I've never been around dancers. I've seen ballet. I've seen this type of thing. I've seen those kind of dancers. Yeah. But somebody who releases, you know, energy and you have frustration, you go to Footloose and you see that scene that comes off as so corny where he's going through and dancing by himself in the, and it comes off so corny. But what you're saying... Hold, please. What you're saying is you essentially do that same type of thing to you know, release...
Mo?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
You are so white.
Footloose. I'm
no,
also
but honestly,
old. But
next you're going to bring up fame.
No, but what I'm saying is, but where I'm going with that is it was one of the only times where you see that release of tension that I have to express myself. It doesn't matter if there's anybody else. I can turn on the radio in my little Volkswagen Bug and go through a, you know, and go through a factory and do amazing stuff like you've done it before. But you're just releasing, you know, that type of energy in a much
movement,
more modern way.
And that that's exactly that's a great example, honestly, to tell
you
the truth. Just because a lot of the times when people dance, they do dance in close quarters because they're afraid of what other people might think.
Correct. That's what I do.
You know, you know, but at the end of the day, we all have body movement and we all understand body language.
Right.
So it's like, it's understandable if you're speaking a language and your dialect is completely off and you're like, oh, are you speaking Spanish? No, you're not speaking Spanish. You're speaking broken Spanish.
Spanglish.
It's understandable when people make fun of you. But when you understand that it's just a language everybody learns in their own way, you know what I mean?
They always say, and I always say, you know, music is a universal language. I think dance is a universal language. Yeah. I think
I've been able to speak to people. For real.
If you want to.
If you want
to. You can always leave your worlds behind.
So my question is, what was your first concert you ever saw?
I've never been to a concert.
Dude, he could leave.
Of any music concert?
I've been to like raves and stuff like that, but I've never actually been to a
concert.
A
live
concert,
band.
Concert.
Do you want to go to a concert?
I feel like I would be dancing at a concert before I even go to a concert.
Oh, we got to take him to
But you've been to raves.
I've been to a rave, which is, you know, you see stuff here and there. You see people perform and it looks amazing, you know, but I've never actually been to a concert because the concert that I really wanted to go to, a lot of those people aren't here no more. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of the artists that we have now. Yeah, you know, their beats are amazing.
Do you ever
want to
be like
really...
a background dancer behind?
That's what I was going to say. I had a friend, she did that.
Would you like to be a background dancer to Ariana Grande?
Honestly, you know what? At this point in time, it would be a platform.
Yeah.
It would be something where I can show more people this, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of the times where I've gone to Japan and I've gone to New York and I've gone teaching, and a lot of the times people think that they have this stigma on dancers where they're like either that's all they're whacked. All they do is just dance and they don't have another life, you know? Like they think that with if you just do dance, you can't progress and they have to work and this and that. But I like showing people that, yeah, I can work, but I could also live my life in dance. You know what I mean? I just had somebody the other day that I went to high school with literally on my Facebook 2 days ago go, I want to see you dancing while you're at the age of 80. And he puts like this laugh, ha ha ha, and this and that. And all I put was okay.
Yeah. Like, that's what I would say. Like you're, what your point is.
You're coming down on me because a lot of people do laugh at the fact that I'm about to be 30 and I'm still dancing.
Mm-hmm. That's nothing.
But I'm looking at these people that are talking shit pretty much, and they have 5 kids. They're married. They work at a $10 hour job.
And their life is over.
And their life is over. And they're over here telling me something like that. And I'm like, okay, just because you couldn't do it yourself doesn't mean that you have to knock down the people that are doing it.
I live that.
No, you
a lot longer than you have.
No,
I understand. I totally understand. Yeah.
No, you don't. Obviously, you have other work. You don't survive exclusively off of dance. No, what percentage of your life do you actually make money from this? And is it more of a passion thing, less of a money thing?
It's at this point in time, it's more of a passion thing. I do want to say it's I love what I do.
So it's is it more of a hobby? You do teach, so that is a job.
Yeah.
And you do go other places and teach and dance, so that is the job part of it.
Yeah.
Do you want to? Do you aspire to doing something where it's all that? That's all you do is just that?
Well, realistically, you know, a lot of the jobs that you always love to do, or you know, the things you love to do, aren't always going to pay your bills.
Right.
Realistically, there's you know that certain percentage that does get lucky and, you know, goes on and does
those
their thing.
Those are few and far between.
Yeah, but at the same time, I've had dance put me in other positions of where I can actually do what I love to do, like filming and editing.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get tired of people, like me asking someone, like, hey, could you film for me? And of course, they'll be like, yeah, of course. But I had to wait for them to do it, and I had something to do, and I wasn't going to, you know, I'm not the type of person to rush somebody if they're doing me a favor. So when, you know, a little while ago, I had an accident where I got hit by an F-250 when I was on my bike. And that made me sit down and be like, okay, I can't dance forever. My body's not going to last forever. I got into editing because my friend, the first time I got back to dancing, she filmed me, and I started crying just seeing someone put something together that was about me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told her, yo, as soon as I was able to get some money, I'm gonna buy a computer,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna buy a camera, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna show you. And she's like, oh, whatever. She's one of those, whatever, you know. And my friend's Miss Prissy, she's one of the main, she's the queen of Crump, you know, she's one of the main ones that kept pushing it throughout these years. And when she said that, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I got my little T2i. I got my little MacBook Pro. And I started filming and editing. I taught myself how to do Final Cut X on fucking YouTube University. Yeah. You know? I went to Final Cut 7 because Final Cut X was Boo Boo Sauce. And now I'm on Premiere CC.
I'm sorry, it's Boo Boo Sauce.
Boo Boo Sauce. Sorry.
Kind of like.
Fuck all y'all. Like I still like Final Cut X. Like for what I'm doing, it's easy enough.
Like cat burp.
I did Final Cut 7 for a long time. I'm fine with X. I haven't really done any sort of real class on it that I need to do. I think it works fine for me.
Can I talk dance now, please?
Well, I have a question about dance real quick beforehand. I apologize because we're going for the lower denominator on this. Okay, so I know of, and you're going to love these. So there's classic dance. There's all these different dances that have very specific moves to make it that dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have, say, Crump.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there's basic moves that would be considered crump. At what point are you, for your interpretation, what you decide to do, at what point are you bleeding over to other dances, and then does it become this kind of blob of just whatever you're making up? Are you, how far can you go outside of what is considered crump before people start calling you out and going, no, that's not what you're doing, you're doing something else?
Well, see, the thing is that when it first started in fucking late 99, it was very, it's just very new. It was a putty where everybody was trying to make it seem like this is what it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be. We do have basics, which is our chest pops, our arm swings, our bangs, our stomps, our buck hops, our sinks. We have certain basics. Now, like I said before, I came from breaking, popping, and house, and then I started learning choreography and even finger tutting. All that I mix in with what I do, but the reason I'm able to mix it in is because I'm able to know my body. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not going to go and do a six step and break and go, ha, ha, and then just go into a quick little stomp or a quick little chest pop. You can't just do that. But there is ways. There's a median in everything you do. Mm-hmm. Any type of dance has a median. Popping and crumping can relate because of the hard hits that we have. The acrobatic stuff that we do, we can relate to breaking. I use a lot of ballet and modern and jazz in my crump. A lot of our posture, a lot of our balance comes from ballet. Miss Prissy, like I was telling you, she did ballet for 17 years before she ever crumped. And when she got into crump, it was a little baby thing. She was one of the pioneers to push it. And because of her, structure came to crump, which was the posture that we have, our balance, because we were
and
all
the discipline
over the place, and the discipline that we had, you know. So it's there's ways of doing anything, you know what
I mean? I have friends that are have studied ballet most of their lives. Mm-hmm. and that's the one thing they have is discipline.
Yeah, it's
because if you don't,
you're always gonna get influenced by everything. For somebody to go into any type of style and say that the styles before them didn't influence them is stupid. There's no reason to say that. You know what I mean? So.
Well, I wanted to go with as well as, so you have a musician. Yeah. You have a song. There is the basic song. Here's the notes. Here's everything to do. Mm. You can add flourishes, especially say jazz. You can take the song and add all these different things into it. But the song is the song. Different people play the song and they have different things. When you're doing your dance, not say professionally, but on your own, are you creating a routine that you duplicate where you would do it again? Or is this, once you do it, it is free form, it is done, that's the last time you do it?
That's always a sensitive subject for so many people, because, you know, when you do choreography, of course, you're making something up to I guess, showcase later on. But with a freestyle dance, it's what it is. It's freestyle. You're supposed to have it come off the top of your head. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's people that train, that are in the lab, is what we like to call it, and they session within each other to get, you know, to sharpen up their tools, you can say. There's always people that do that. But your main focus is to just be free and not think about what you're doing. A lot of people go, oh, well, I made this up in my room. Let me use it right now and get the wows from the crowd. It's okay in a show, but if you're battling somebody, if you're just in the middle of a circle trying to shine a session and just say hello to people, because that's all we're doing. When we're in a session, we're not trying to just show off and tell somebody and be like, I'm way better than you. When we're in a session, I'm just really trying to say hello to you and be like, hey, how you doing? This is me. I'm Manny.
Always What's been my name? Problem. Is I always want to show everybody up. I'm like, fuck you, I'm the badass motherfucker. Get back up! And I bust my moves. That's what I do.
I haven't seen any of the dance movies, but I'm assuming it's along the same lines as the music ones, where it's that little bit of the competition.
It's like Eminem calling each other out.
I was going Pitch Perfect, but, you know.
Have you seen part 2?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed Pitch Perfect. I really, Fat Amy is, if I could have Fat Amy on my show, I would pay money, and I make no money off the show. Mr. Avery, I know you, I've called the time. I know you had a couple questions.
I just want to know, can you Cabbage Patch?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. How's your hustle? Can you do the hustle? Can you do the Latin hustle? Yeah. The New York hustle?
I'm a firm believer in knowing your roots. And with that, I do love incorporating a lot
How's
of stuff.
How's your
you know
country
I mean?
Line dancing?
It's okay. And I haven't tried to perfect it.
Can you square
it,
dance? You know? Can I square? I learned that when I was a kid. We had to learn it. That was part of our gym
what
classes,
about, what,
learning
what,
square
what's,
dancing.
What's it called? The Irish dance. What that's called? I saw that live.
Oh, Lord of the Dance?
Yeah, like Lord of the Dance.
Can you do that? That would be awesome.
One of my friends actually is really, really good at footworking. His style is called footworking. He's from Chicago.
Oh.
Is he actually just won a competition in Japan for $12,000.
Have you ever...
Wait, dollars
or yen?
What
do you think about tap dancing?
Tap dancing is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's the best.
Tap dancing honestly brings so much precision in what you do that there's this girl named Little Bit from Chicago. She did tap dancing for about 12, 13 years and came into footwork. And they dance to, I think what music is like at 120 beats per second or something like that. Yeah. They dance to 160 to 180 beats per second. Wow. So there's this like, you see them and they're just bop, bop. But they're so clean with what they do. Yeah. It doesn't look like they're just throwing their feet around. And tap dancing brought more into that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like tap, modern, jazz, you know, ballet, like those type of structured dance that, you know, I've been known around the world to be the prestige dance is amazing to know.
Did you ever see that
Breaking,
movie?
Popping House, Crump is also amazing to know. It's just like...
Foxtrot.
I tell people all the time that the more, you know, the simplest things that you say in life are the smartest things that you can use in life. Love yourself before you love others. The more you know, the better you are. Well, it's exactly that.
Well, I say to people all the time, my thing is I've never met one person who's ever gotten in trouble for being too smart. So educate yourself, learn as much as you can. You might not go out and get a tap dancing job, but to know a little bit about it as an influence.
Yeah, I mean, in my class, I always tell people that it's like when you listen to music and you're in a certain style, you're listening to certain beats. Every single dance style listens to a beat differently. Some listen to the bass, some listen to the snare, some listen to the guitar. So imagine if you knew so many different styles. You're not listening to just beats, but you're listening to the music in whole. Mm-hmm. So you can literally manipulate your body to do whatever right. the hell you want to do and be happy about it. There's some people that are just literally like, I can't move my body like this. Or some, I laugh when people tell me, I can't dance. Everybody can dance. It's just...
Have you seen Mo?
Well, everybody has...
And this is something... We'll back off of this, but this is something that I'm going to bring up.
He can't dance.
I want to come back to this real quick, but you were talking about dances that you know in different styles dances. We have very... famous dances that are out there that we've all seen. Michael Jackson, Thriller. You have the zombie dance that people know. You have the famous, like, say, the NSYNC stuff or the Backstreet Boys. When you go through and do Hangin' Tough, there are people of a certain generation that can still go through and have these. Off the top of your head, are you able, or even the Flashdance stuff, or not Flashdance, Footloose stuff, do you know some of these famous dances that is just fun, Dirty Dancing, where you have that last, I mean, are you, just as for the hell of it, danced, do you know some of
I still
have
you know ever, the Footloose.
Have you ever danced with Baby? Have you ever danced with Baby?
No.
Baby, let's dance.
No one puts Baby in the corner.
Exactly, but that type of stuff, do you joke around, like that's kind of the fun?
Yeah, little... I mean, because see, the thing is that, what a lot of people lose in when they go into freestyle dancing is that they always think it's a battle type of thing. And it's awesome. It's dope. But I haven't battled really in years. I love to, you know, show my stuff and show an exhibition of what I do. But if you really want to battle, that takes you to a whole completely different thing. It's like me going,
trust me.
Let's have a shoot-off.
Yeah, you don't want to go there because I will kick your ass.
Oh, okay. See that? I don't know. Fucking I don't show think I want to do
up.
It.
I would embarrass you.
But with battling... people always take things too
personal.
Too much up the ass all the time. It's like it's like, why the fuck are you doing that? Just relax. We're just showing each other just what we do. Like I said, in a session, somebody's just trying to say hello.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Well, I'm trying to kick everybody's ass.
I was going through it. It's kind of like, for me, what I would put it as is if I'm watching, because I've seen some of your videos. They're all very short, but I look at it and go, it's pretty fucking amazing.
Are you saying it because I'm 5'5"? Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's fucked up.
But no, I'm going to use this, and I'm bringing dance into this, and Mr. Avery's going to look at me and go, what the fuck are you doing? But let's go to a strip club. Let's pretend.
Right.
Okay. And you have the girl who comes out there, and she's got some new modern hip-hop song that I'm looking at going, I don't know this. But then all of a sudden, throws out, you know, some sort of Poison or Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
Then suddenly I'm into it.
Cherry
pie. Then she can go back to the thing. I could imagine watching you dance and do something, and then all of a sudden, a minute into your thing, throwing in some of the zombie stuff from Michael Jackson, where I would recognize it, where all of a sudden you're doing it, and then you go back into your other thing. I'd be like, fuck yeah, did you see that? That was the zombie dance. I mean, that would be fun for me.
But see, that happens with certain people.
Shut up, Avery.
I've seen somebody mix the Carlton.
Yeah.
And somebody will be like, you can't mix that shit. But then you'll see somebody go, da, 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 ba, boom, da, da, da. And you can relate to it in two different worlds. You know what I mean? You can relate to it with you growing up with it. And you can relate to it with the new genre stuff.
For that,
you know?
Shit.
It's just all depending. Like the same thing with the whole Thriller thing. When I watched the video when I was a little kid, I wanted to do this at all times. Like
I
wanted
watched
to learn
it first
it.
Run. He's watching it in syndication. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I watched it completely a little while.
Well, I watched it on VHS with the BTS.
I will admit, I did see Michael Jackson and the Jacksons live.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Alive or live?
Live. Okay. And 19... What year was Off the Wall out was the year I saw him play?
My friend's early dad actually helped produce Off the Wall. Well, he has a plaque on his shit. Like, I trip out on it all the time. But it's so dope to have a small world, really, because everybody's connected in somehow, some way, everybody's connected. Yeah. Just like how you were telling me earlier, everybody is connected.
Yeah, but see, the thing there is, I don't want to be connected to anyone.
I want to be myself.
I just don't want anybody around.
So I cut you off earlier about people that can learn to dance. Now, I'm going to tell you the quick story of the last time, and I mentioned this to you before. Mm-hmm. The last time I danced... besides, I was forced to dance at a...
not your high school reunion?
No. It wasn't my high school. We didn't dance. I was forced by an employer to make sure I danced at some Christmas party we had, and I had to do it with my ex-wife. The last time I danced that I remember, I was mortified. I have zero rhythm, and you were just saying this exact thing. So let me... I remember it was 1992. It was a dance that we had in my high school, and there was a girl that I was in love with. She was a senior. I was a freshman. I had a thing. And it was when Paula Abdul was really popular. And there was a song, and I believe the song was Promise of a New Day, was the song that ended up playing. I wanted them to play a slow song so we could do the slow dance thing. And I asked for the wrong song to be played. So we go out there, and nobody else goes out there. And it's a quarter into the song where we realize, okay, well, we're done. And I blew my chance. I had no idea what the fuck to do out there. I thought we were going slow dance, and I'm like, I said the wrong song. I fucked up. I was mortified at this point.
I think I have your new street name now. We have to give him a street dance name, right? Everybody has to have one, right?
What is
No Game Mo.
Yeah, exactly. So
he's got no game.
Now, you said I have... little to no rhythm, or I don't know how to do it, or I don't, you know, I am just, it's either that I'm afraid of doing it, I'm afraid of the release, I'm afraid of whatever. Mm. So can you teach anyone to dance?
Can I answer, say something first? Everybody can dance. It's just about, can you dance good?
Or well.
Or well.
Everybody can speak English, but can they speak English well?
Exactly, yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
Like, but everybody can dance to some extent. I mean,
nope.
Did you ever see?
I do a little.
Didn't you ever see Hitch when he was teaching what's his name how to dance?
Yeah. I mean,
of the three people that watched Hitch.
Let me tell you guys something about me when I first really started dancing. This will give you a perfect example. I grew up loving dancing. My dad, you know, Spanish music, cumbias, merengue, salsa, all that. He danced it all the time. I used to get embarrassed being at parties, and he would have his little moves. And I see it now, and I'm like, dude, my dad was dope. But back then, I'm like, yo, why are you embarrassing me being the life of the party in the middle of the room? Mm-hmm. And I never thought I can dance myself. Now, when I first started dancing and I actually loved it, I used to work at a club called Club 17. It's like Club DB8 now. But I used to work at a club where all these Disney stars would always go. And I would be on stage just watching these people. And I was always a shy kid. And to this day, I can't go to a girl and just be like, hey, I think you're really beautiful. You know, like, I can't do that on the street. And I couldn't do that at a dance club, especially. So when I saw people do that, it made me want to do that. So I would go home and literally practice and just be like, oh, well, I like doing this. And I'd start moving to the point where months later, I loved it. And somebody saw me on the stage going, yo, come down here and dance with us. And I started dancing with them. And that was the beginning of what I do now. Like me just being in a circle. And I was always so afraid.
Everybody has to start somewhere.
Yeah, I was always so afraid of just... No. Saying anything, you know what I mean? And just like I said, all you're doing is saying hello. Mm-hmm. So for you to be going up to somebody and going, oh, my name is Manny. You don't do that in a circle. Right. So why would you do that in real life?
Well,
and that's what it taught me, you know what I mean?
That's what separates me from you, because you're out saying hello and I'm out saying fuck you.
Yeah, exactly.
wonder I have no friends.
So besides going on, say, YouTube and learning some of this stuff, because it is intimidating to look through and trying to figure out what the fuck I'm actually looking at. So... we did this with Derek Pierce, and it was an ultimate fail. I tried CrossFit. I went through, you know where I'm going with this. I tried CrossFit, and I failed, but I gave it a shot. I went out there, a piss poor shot, I admit it. Thank you, Derek, for all your help with that. But how long, and let's go with a basic, any sort of thing. How long would it take you to teach me the basics of crump where I could go through and do something where it would be anybody who knows me would go through and go, the fact that you stood up and moved is frightening. But how long would it take you?
Here's basically, like, teach him a little move that he can film on Instagram and post on Instagram. Yeah.
You know what?
But my thing, before you say anything, I was going to say is, Ike Mo, I just don't want you to hurt yourself, so be very careful.
I hurt myself during CrossFit.
I know.
I actually injured myself during CrossFit because I was trying, and that jacked me up. But, I mean, if you were to say a class, and you say a class is an hour long, how long would it be before I could do something that would be mildly entertaining? Not showing that I have any clue.
Well, it all depends on, honestly, to tell you the truth, the people that are there. I have a lady that's been coming to me for about a month straight now. She actually came the Thursday that just passed, and she's 50 years old. And she said that she used to dance back then, and she hasn't danced for like 20, 30 years. And she's amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's because she lets go. The thing is that it's not hard to teach you how to dance and teach you the movements. It's hard to let you to teach you how to let loose.
I was just gonna say teach you to let go.
Pretty uptight, and I think that's part of my problem is this isn't something that I would want to pursue, but honestly, this is something that I would go out and try a few times, at least for a blog post to go through. And average Mo tries Crump or something along those lines.
I think you should.
And just kind of that experience, because I haven't ever done it before. So I may be hitting you up, and we'll see if.
Let me know, man.
We'll have to bring you back and go through and go, dude. I thought I could teach anybody. Nope.
White man can't dance.
To me, I can teach anybody that wants to learn.
Okay, we may have to give this a try, and I think it'll be easier than CrossFit was.
He's too optimistic. I don't like him. He's too happy.
Oh, I love life. Trust me. I tell you, all the stuff that I've been through is there's no other way of looking at life.
Ugh, you're wrong. Kids today.
Well,
I don't know.
Manny, I appreciate you coming out and educating a poor, sad little white boy like me that has no idea that Footloose and Flashdance and Pitch Perfect 2.
I'm sure you liked Grease too.
Where I follow you on Instagram, but where can people see some of your work, your Instagram or any of the things on the interwebs out there?
Well, on my Instagram, it's Manny.x. It's MANNY period X. I wanted to just keep it simple. I had a YouTube, but YouTube apparently has a thing about copywritten songs where they take
music off
your stuff. So I have stuff on Vimeo right now at the Truth About Crump, and that's exactly how it sounds. T-H-E, K-R-U-M-P. No, actually, I'm getting confused myself. T-H-E, T-R-U-T. I'm fucking confused.
The Truth About Crump.
The Truth About Crump.
Do you own that domain name?
No, because
I'm going on GoDaddy right now, and I'm going to buy it out from underneath you.
No, I don't. I know. You'd be buying a lot of stuff, too.
I do.
No, but I don't own the domain. We just ended up putting the stuff on there because Vimeo actually lets you just put any type of music, and it's very hard for you to, of course, buy the copyrights for a song that you
or
love to dance.
It
yeah, it's very hard to do, so it's... It's dope to put stuff on there or even on my Facebook, Manny X Fernandez.
Nice. And which Chipotle proud sponsor of More With Mo could we find you dancing at? What location?
I've danced at the one on in Hollywood over there by Vine. I think it's on Vine or somewhere around there, or Cahuenga. There you go. See, he even knows exactly where it's at. I've danced.
I know where every Chipotle is.
I've danced at the corner of Echo Park and Sunset at the bus stop where I used to live at with my family the whole time. And I've danced pretty much everywhere. I've danced in a bathroom stall while, you know, there's some
the
of
the guy next door was kind of going, I don't know what's going on over there.
Honestly, but some of the best things that I've ever created for my style was in the shower because I was by myself and nobody was judging me and I was just there.
I would do that and I would land on my ass and hurt myself.
I've hit myself a couple times. Oh, it happens.
Well, Manny, thank you so much for coming out. Mr. Avery, where can people find you dance?
You can find my YouTube channel, oldmandance.com.
Nice. Next time I come, I'm gonna bring my camera and I'm gonna have them record something, even if it's on a GoPro. I'm gonna have them record something. I'm gonna teach them something.
I
hopefully
know
they
how.
Put it on their podcast.
Get out of the way, my cabbage patch.
Okay. Well, Well, guys, thank you so much. My name is Mo. I'm like totally like enamored now at this point. My name is Mo. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can check out my Twitter at MoXXX, or Mox, as some people like to call me. And you can check out my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos. And who knows? Who knows? You may actually see me dance at some point. And you can also listen to this show. Thanks for listening.